business.
Artificial intelligence. Feeding the machine. The AI supply chain is growing rapidly. What could go wrong?
The risk of underinvesting is dramatically greater than the risk of overinvesting, says Sundar Pichai, the boss of Alphabet, which owns Google, on a recent earnings call. He, like lots of executives nowadays, was talking about artificial intelligence, or AI. More specifically, he was talking about building AI data centres to serve the customers of the tech giant's cloud computing arm. The sums involved are eye-popping. Alphabet's capital spending is expected to grow by about half this year to $48 billion. Much of that will be spent on AI-related gear. Mr. Pichai is in good company. During an earnings call on July 30th, Satya Nadella, the chief executive of Microsoft, also reaffirmed his plans to spend big on AI. Alphabet and Microsoft, along with Amazon and Meta, will together spend $104 billion building AI data centres this year, estimates New Street Research, a firm of analysts. Add in spending by smaller tech firms and companies in other industries, and the total AI data centre binge between 2024 and 2027 could reach $1.4 trillion. The scale of this investment and uncertainty over if and when it will pay off is giving shareholders the jitters. The day after Alphabet's results, the Nasdaq, a tech-heavy index, fell by 4%, the biggest one-day drop since October 2022. Microsoft's share price also fell after its earnings release. For now, the tech giants show little inclination to pare back their investments, as Mr. Pichai's remarks show. That is good news for the myriad suppliers that are benefiting from the boom. Nvidia, a supplier of AI chips that in June briefly became the world's most valuable company, has grabbed most of the headlines. But the AI supply chain is far more sprawling. It spans hundreds of firms, from Taiwanese server manufacturers and Swiss engineering outfits to American power utilities. Many have seen a surge in demand since the launch of ChatGPT in 2022 and are themselves investing accordingly. In time, supply bottlenecks or waning demand could leave those companies overextended. AI investment can be split into two. Half of it goes to chip makers, with Nvidia the main beneficiary. The rest is spent on makers of equipment that keeps the chips whirring, ranging from networking gear to cooling systems. To assess the goings-on along the AI supply chain, The Economist has examined a basket of 60-odd such companies. Since the start of 2023, the mean share price of firms in our universe has risen by 103%, compared with a 42% increase in the S&P 500 index of American stocks. Their expected sales for 2025 have climbed by 14% on average. That compares with a 1% increase across non-financial firms, excluding tech companies, in the S&P 500. The biggest gainers were chip makers and server manufacturers. Nvidia accounted for almost a third of the rise in the group's expected sales. It is forecast to sell $105 billion of AI chips and related equipment this year, up from $48 billion in its latest fiscal year. AMD, its nearest rival, will probably sell about $12 billion of data center chips this year, up from $7 billion. In June, Broadcom, another chip maker, said that its quarterly AI revenues jumped by 280% year-on-year to $3.1 billion. It helps customers, including cloud providers, design their own chips. It also sells networking equipment. On July 25th, SK Hynix, one more chipmaker, said it expects demand for its advanced memory chips to more than double in the next year. Companies that make servers are also raking it in. Both Dell and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, or HPE, said in their most recent earnings calls that sales of AI servers doubled in the past quarter. Foxconn, a Taiwanese manufacturer that assembles lots of Apple's iPhones, also has a server business. In May, it said its AI sales had tripled over the past year. Other firms are seeing interest spike, even if new sales have not yet materialised. Eaton, a maker of industrial machinery, said that in the past year it saw more than a fourfold increase in customer inquiries in America related to its AI data centre products. AI servers can require up to 10 times more power than conventional ones. Earl Austin Jr., the boss of Quanta Services, a firm that builds renewable power and transmission equipment, recently admitted that the surge in demand for its data centre business had caught me off guard a little bit. Vertiv, which sells cooling systems used in data centres, noted in April that its pipeline of AI projects more than doubled within 2 months. All this interest is setting off a further frenzy of investment. This year, around 2/3 of firms in our sample are expected to raise their capital expenditure relative to sales above their 5-year averages. Many companies in the supply chain are building new factories. They include WeWin, a Taiwanese server maker, Supermicro, an American one, and Lumentum, an American seller of advanced networking cables. Many are also spending more on research and development. Some companies are investing through acquisitions. This month, AMD said it was buying Silo AI, a startup to boost its AI capabilities. In January, HPE announced it would spend $14 billion to acquire Juniper Networks, which makes networking gear. In December, Vertiv announced its purchase of CoolTera, a liquid cooling specialist. It hopes this will help it scale up its production of liquid cooling technology 45-fold. Just as the spending ramps up, though, the threats to the AI supply chain are building. One problem is its heavy reliance on NVIDIA. Baron Fung of Dell'Oro Group, a research firm, notes that when NVIDIA went from launching a new chip every 2 years to every year, the entire supply chain had to scramble to build new production lines and meet accelerated timelines. Future sales for lots of firms in the AI supply chain are predicted on keeping the world's most valuable chipmaker happy. Another threat stems from supply bottlenecks, most notably in the availability of power. An analysis of Bernstein, a broker, looks at a scenario in which by 2030 AI tools are used roughly as much as Google Search is today. That would raise the growth in power demand in America to 7% a year from 0.2% between 2010 and 2022. It would be hard to build that much power capacity swiftly. Stephen Bird of Morgan Stanley, a bank, notes that in California, where many AI data centres could be built, it takes 6 to 10 years to get connected to the grid. Some companies are already trying to fill the gaps by providing off-grid power. In March, Talon Energy, a power company, sold Amazon a data centre connected to a nuclear power plant for $650 million. CoreWeave, a small AI cloud provider, recently struck a deal with Bloom Energy, a fuel cell maker, to produce on-site power. Others are repurposing sites such as Bitcoin mining locations that already have grid access and power infrastructure. Still, the energy needs for AI are so vast that the risk of a power shortage remains. The biggest threat to the AI supply chain would come from waning demand. In June, Goldman Sachs, a bank, and Sequoia, a venture capital firm, published reports questioning the benefits of current generative AI tools and, by extension, the wisdom of the cloud computing giant's spending bonanza. If AI profits remain elusive, those giants could cut investments, leaving the supply chain exposed. The build-out of factories has brought higher fixed costs. Across our sample of firms, the median spending on property, plants and equipment is expected to jump by 14% between 2023 and 2025. Some investments may start to look suspect if demand is slow to materialise. The price tag on HPE's purchase of Juniper Networks was 2/3 of the acquirer's market value when it was announced in January. Even after the recent wobbles, market expectations remain bullish. For our sample of firms, the median price-to-earnings ratio, a measure of how investors value profits, has climbed by 9 percentage points since the start of 2023. If such expectations are to be met, AI tools need to improve quickly, and businesses need to adopt them en masse. For the many companies along the AI supply chain, the stakes are getting uncomfortably high.